Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Continental Extreme Contact DWS 06 Plus. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Thanks for listening to The Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Ah, here we are. It's hour 3. We're live. Call The Herd wherever you may be and however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. We're so impatient, Joy Taylor, today. I was thinking about this. I had a conversation a couple weeks ago. I went to Park City, Utah at my secluded grotto, and I went with the only really close Hollywood friend I have. And we had some cocktails and really telling neat stories about Hollywood. And we're so impatient today. And he was talking about, he was one of the guys that did 2.5 Men with Charlie Sheen. He goes, today it'd be canceled because the first year was really choppy. He goes, people forget that Seinfeld would be canceled today. Like, the Seinfeld's first year was a mess. Everybody Loves Raymond. Remember Everybody Loves Raymond? Everybody Loves Raymond's a wild hit. It launched Ray Romano's outstanding career. Ray Romano was a very successful stand-up comedian. One of the funniest people Letterman ever had on was Ray Romano every single time. Hysterically funny. That first year and a half with them, you'd be canceled today. And it's just, you know, everybody talks about the cancel culture, which I always think is a little overstated because, you know, people have been trying to cancel me for 30 years doing
this. It's called consequences.
Yeah. But in there is a cancel culture. It's called impatience.
Yeah.
Is that we are just an impatient society.
Well, everything is available to us in the blink of an eye.
So if
you you open a video and it takes like 3 seconds to load and you're like, oh, forget it.
I have time.
I don't have time to wait for this video.
People don't even read stories. They just read headlines.
Yes.
And so, you know, I was talking to my friend about this, and Ohio State played last night, and they were very sluggish. And I went online this morning, and it just cracks me up. Every Big Ten fan, oh, Ohio State, very susceptible. It was the first half of a 19-year-old's first game starting at quarterback in a loud environment.
Well, maybe it's also because we are compelled as a society to give our opinion on everything.
Yeah.
And if we don't have a huge sample size, we just give our reactionary opinion as if it is projected
truth
to always be true.
Yeah. Ohio State's going to be great this year, but they probably won't be great in September because the quarterback's a baby. He's a pup. It's just like Mac Jones. He could be really good this year. Probably won't be great in week one. The cancel culture is more about impatience. We give up on employees. We give up on quarterbacks. We give up on TV shows. We give up on ideas if they don't reward us immediately. We give up on columns. Oh, give me a headline. Two graphs in, I'm not interested. We give up podcasts. I'll give you 4 minutes.
Well, there's also probably an overstimulation of content available to us as well.
There's too much out there.
If there's, you know, if you don't have 15 streaming services and 700 channels, you might give a show another chance. Yeah,
you know, the truth about all that stuff, Joy, I've given up because, not because I don't want the streaming service, I forget all my passwords.
Why don't you just stay signed in?
No, I mean, like, I have like 20 different things I'm signed up for.
Right.
And like a lot of them, they demand a different style, multiple numbers, some want exclamation points, some want capital. So I have a bunch of different passwords. I can't join anything
else. But why are you signing in on all these things all the time?
Because I like new things. I get bored
with... But like you don't open your iPad or whatever and you're already signed into your Netflix account?
That's not my one. I got a bunch of newspapers.
Oh.
Yeah, I still am like one of 8 people in America that reads newspapers.
I mean, it's not hard to get your password again. You just hit forget password and you go to your thing.
It takes a minute. 2.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my game, bro.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout,
all episodes available now on Prime Video.
Limited time, 15% off select mattresses, 10 off sheets and pillows, Casper.com. Casper.com, more details. Well, I've been a fan of Chris Peterson forever. He's now at Fox Sports. Two-time National Coach of the Year, multiple Pac-12 championships. He is the new analyst for Fox Sports College Football, and I have been talking his ear off for 15 minutes with a bunch of nonsense, and he's just about tired of me. It's great to see you.
Awesome to be here, Colin. Thanks.
Okay, so let's just go to last night, C.J. Stroud. And we were talking about this earlier. I think Ohio State's really good. I think C.J.'s a kid. And you, over the course of your Boise State career and your Washington career, sometimes your best quarterback is your youngest quarterback. So what do you do if you're Ryan Day? Because he was a little uneven last night in the first half. How do you talk him through games when he's going to see stuff he's never seen in games?
Yeah, that's really hard to do. You got to put him in the games. You can only do so much in practice. And then you have to just throw him in there, and you have to just stay calm, talking him through.
Do you coach him differently in a game, a younger quarterback?
You know, I would try to always coach him the same. You don't want him feeling different. So that's why I think practice, you know, you're always in practice trying to recreate the game in practice. And part of that is your demeanor as well. If you're going to err on the calm side. And obviously what Ryan Day and those guys were doing was working. They go in at halftime, and they come out, and they just start rolling. So, you know, you could go in there very easily at halftime and start to panic. You know, we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing. And you could just tell, like, they just got into a groove, and away they went.
So it's very rare Penn State-Wisconsin play. You almost never get a massive conference rival week one. Unlike the NFL, there's no preseason. Unlike the NFL, you're dealing with 18-year-old kids. For a consumer, it's great. But I think to myself, if I was a coach and I coach Penn State, the last team I'm going to see is Paul Chris and Wisconsin. When you've had one or two of those in your career where your opener is a hugely important game, does it change your game plan? Does it change your practices? I mean, that game almost feels too big for tomorrow.
You're right. It really does. It doesn't really change anything. You know, you get about eight days out from game time, and then you start in fall camp. You start honing into whatever opponent you're going to play. Now, everybody does work in the summer, analyzing their first three opponents. But when you play the league, you know, you open with your league, you're going to know those guys a lot better. And so in some ways, the game planning comes together quicker than it would if it's somebody that you don't know at all.
Yeah, you kind of know what those teams do. Wisconsin's going to run the football right at you.
You've seen it. And yeah, you have a library of tape, especially when there's consistency at these programs like Wisconsin, Penn State. So it's almost too much tape. Sometimes you start chasing ghosts.
So I am a fan of Jim Harbaugh, but he's a big presence, and I think in college football, that's just great for recruiting. You know, in college football, the player selects you. In the NFL, you select the player. So having a presence, you had a presence. Pete Carroll at USC, big. And I think Harbaugh has that. And then about year three at Michigan, it's just kind of unraveled. And I read a story the other day in The Athletic where, you know, the AD sat him down and said, we got to make some changes here. And I would theorize that Jim had a lot of power. And sometimes when you have a lot of power, we're all human, right? You lean into that and you don't want to hear, you know, people are afraid to come at you and say, coach, I disagree. That's kind of my theory with Harbaugh. He's almost gave him a little bit too much power. Let's have him answer to certain people. I'm just throwing that out there. I mean, he was successful in the NFL. It's successful as heck at Stanford.
Yeah.
About year three at Michigan, it went sideways. What did the personnel, what did you see? What do you think happened?
That's a really difficult question to answer because you'd have to know the inside operations. But I agree with you. He's a good football coach. You follow his track record, University of San Diego, like all of a sudden they start winning, goes to Stanford when Stanford is really hurting. You follow the track record, the guy can coach football. And I agree with you on the presence. I think he's really good for college football.
So do I.
And so you like those type of things. They've recruited pretty well.
Pretty well.
And so, you know, I don't know what's going on inside of the program, but I admire and respect how hard he's competing and fighting to get this thing right. You know, I mean, they adjusted his salary. You know, he's changing staff. He's trying to get the recruiting thing going. I mean, he's doing everything in his power. And, you know, he's fighting the tidal wave of public opinion. And that thing can get overwhelming. So he's just got to put the earplugs in and do his deal.
So Chip Kelly, it looks like this is the best UCLA team he had. Very good at tight end, very good at running back. They return all their O linemen. It should be. It plays. It won't be as dynamic as maybe some of those Oregon teams. But you've coached. You know Chip very well. I think they have a shot to beat LSU tomorrow. Ed's on the rails a little bit here. Give me your thoughts. Chip comes into the sport, comes out west, and literally changes the pace of play. Your initial reaction to this guy named Chip Kelly at Oregon, I mean, it was the first time you saw what he was doing, and your reaction to what he's done at UCLA.
Well, I loved what they were doing at Oregon, and of course, I was, you know, tied into that program at one time with Mike Bellotti, and so I knew all those coaches for so long, and then saw how they kind of adjusted their scheme and took the next step, and it was, you know, it was transformative.
No, it certainly was on the West Coast.
I mean, I think it did it across the country into high school football and everything. And then, you know, people catch up and adapt to styles, and it's not such a unique style. But the one thing that everybody knows about Chip is he's a good football coach. X's and O's, and he's into running the football, and, you know, he does a great job with that. There's just so much more to, like, the program than just X's and O's. It's culture and having time to get your way established of how you want it. And so he walks into a culture at Oregon that Mike Bellotti was there for so long, and they had a certain way of doing things, and it was really good. And then they just come out with this new scheme, and it just blows up and takes off and transforms football. And so you got to have time. And so Chip's been there a couple years now at UCLA, and I think they're ready to roll as well.
Yeah, it's not the SEC. UCLA is going to give you a little time. You know, we were just talking about this. You know, one of my favorite shows years ago was Seinfeld, and I have a Hollywood buddy one time. I have one Hollywood buddy, and we were talking a couple weeks ago. He said it would be canceled today because you don't get 2 years to figure out a TV show. And he said, you know, nobody has any patience in Hollywood. Literally, you can do a show. If the executives don't like it, you get one episode. He goes, most of the great shows of our lives were bad in the first year.
Right.
And in college football, similarly, there's so much money now. People are impatient. If let's say you take over, a good name program, not great good, you got 7-8 wins, you're okay. What is a reasonable amount of time? I mean, you took over Washington. They were winning about 7 games. How many years did it take you before you looked at your staff and thought, we can really go toe-to-toe with almost anybody?
It's going to take about 18 to 24 months to transform a program into the culture you want, depending on how different it is.
Well, it took Nick that, by the way. He lost to Louisiana Monroe first year at Alabama.
We had to win my second year at Washington. We had to win our last 3 games to even get to a bowl game. So we get to it. We win this bowl game. And the next year we go to the college football playoffs. And the whole time you're like, are we going to ever figure this out? The second year felt better than the first year. We had a bunch of young players, and you could feel the culture going, but you're losing still. You're losing games. And so you still like, are we going to ever get this right? But you watch the kids, and you see the buy-in. Are they in? Are they practicing hard after a hard loss? They come back on Monday and Tuesday, and they got a chip on their shoulder, and they're ready to roll. And that's the one thing we did feel about our crew the second year. So it really can take 2 to 3 years. And you're right, nobody has patience. I used to say that money's just like changed it and ruined everything. Money always ruins everything almost all the time.
Yeah.
And even as a head coach making a lot of money, I just say, man, that the trade-offs are like, this doesn't feel like what college football should be all about when you can't really build something, because when you pay somebody so much money, they expect results quickly. That's what leadership's all about, to take productive change. Like that's the purpose of leadership, is to have productive change.
You know, it is interesting. In the SEC, they don't have as many pro sports franchises, so the college football in the SEC feels bigger. I mean, their saying is it matters more here, and they're right. Out west, I mean, in LA, we got 2 of everything. It's 2 NBA, 2 baseball, 2 NFL. Is somebody that loves the Pac-12, I can't even half the time get the Pac-12 network on my TV. You could have gone anywhere in the country, but you were a West Coast guy, and that's where your home was, and you stayed there. Do you worry about the Pac-12 going forward? Are you concerned?
100%. And not only just for the sake of the Pac-12, I don't think it's good for college football for the Pac-12 not to be good. Like, I don't think this zero-sum game works in college football. Like, I don't think it's good for the Big 12 to dissolve or take a step back. Like, I think parity is what we want.
Yeah, big competitive games.
But there's no really rules right now, it feels like. You know, in some ways in college football, it feels like it's a race to the bottom. There's no guardrails. There's no, you know, everything's changing so rapidly. And there's nobody to really say, okay, this is exactly what we're doing. Name, image, and likeness. Everybody's trying to figure that out for themselves from campus to campus, conference to conference.
On the fly.
On the fly. And they're just panicked because it's like, is this, can we do this? Can we not? And, you know, that's just one small little thing. And so I'm really concerned about, I mean, it'll adjust and we'll adapt and all those things. But I'm a college football guy and I love college football.
So do I.
I mean, I love watching it. I don't like watching my football. That's why I'm sitting here with you. But I like watching college football. Right. And I really care about it. And so I just hope for the health of the game that we can get some guardrails and we get some leadership and direction. You know, it just feels so transactional right now.
Yeah.
And to me, that's not what college football, like I haven't known college football.
That's
I've never thought about it as transactional. I mean, it's, you know, I know it sounds corny and all these things. But, you know, the relationships and the things you do for some of these kids and putting them through the process of college football and getting that degree. Like, to me, that really matters because I've seen it change lives.
Oh, cool. Families, yeah.
Completely. But now it's just like, how much money can I get in name, image, and likeness? Where do I go to get to the NFL as fast as I can? And we're all about that. Like, every coach wants his guys to go to the NFL. You want to help them be their best and chase their dreams. But there's got to be a certain way where it's just not the wild, wild west and a free-for-all.
Yeah. By the way, I'm going to give you a couple quick questions. I'll put you on the spot. Best team in your years of being a head coach in college football, best team you ever saw that you watched either on film, you were prepping for them, you played them, or you watched. That you watched as a consumer or live perhaps and thought, we can't compete with that.
Well, I never go there and say, we can't compete with that. Like, I don't know any coach competitor is going to go, but you're like, okay, these guys are darn good. Obviously, when we played Alabama in the playoffs a couple years back in 16, you know, they just had draft pick after draft pick in the D-line.
And the film looked incredible.
Well, it was like they brought in their second D-line, and there's no drop-off. And you're like trying to figure out eight guys. Usually you're figuring out two guys that you got to take care of, you know, in the D-line. They got like eight. They were really good. You know, the year after that, we played Ohio State in the Rose Bowl.
I remember that.
And I thought they were really, really good and underrated. Now, they were still like 5 or 7 in the country, didn't make the playoffs that year. But on tape, I thought they were as good as anybody. Urban's last year, so I knew they were motivated. That's a matchup that I was really worried about. And we were on our heels most of the game to catch up and just even kind of make it close.
Best player you ever saw? Coached against, saw, that you just could not believe how good he was?
Well, I always, you know, you get to know your own guys, and you have such an affinity for those guys. But, you know, just as a raw football player was Shaq Thompson that we had up at Washington.
Oh, Shaq could play. Shaq could have been an NFL back, linebacker, safety. Seriously, he's the best athlete I've ever seen play high school football.
And he won the Thorpe Award, so that was like an accurate award. Sometimes these guys get awards, and I'm like, that's not the best player there. This guy, so we moved him to running back for about 3 games because we got him.
I remember
it. And he ran for over 100 yards in every game. And I'm like, Shaq, we good? And he's like, no, I want to go back to linebacker.
So he could do anything.
He could do anything, through kicks and punts and all that. And so he, you know, that just as a football player, it's like, wow, this guy's like old school. You know, he would have been a great two-way player.
Yeah. In fact, he was the number one rated athlete in America out of high school that year. Number one California player, Shaq Thompson. I've talked to Sark about that. Sark's like, you just could not believe what you saw.
And he was so fun just to be around. Like, he liked to, you know, he liked football. He liked the practice. The games were fun. I mean, I remember, you know, I think it was our second game. My second game at Washington, we're playing Georgia State, and we're losing at halftime. And we're getting booed, deservedly so. And I'm running off the field going, oh, my gosh. And Shaq runs next to me, and he looks at me and he goes, Coach Pete, this isn't Boise, Idaho. These fans will get after you in a heartbeat. And he's laughing, saying it. And it made me laugh, and it made me relax. And we go into the, you know, into the locker room, actually more relaxed, and came out, and we were fine. But that was Shaq, you know, not only just a great player, but just a really – played the game for the love of the game.
Love it. Great seeing you.
You too.
Chris Peterson, part of the Fox family, now can't wait. Joy Taylor with the news.
No. Turn on the news. This is the Herd Line News.
Well, it's list and prediction season, and you've made your predictions, which you are going to have another amendment to.
Our Constitution has 27 amendments. I get two, and I get my second NFL prediction amendment next Tuesday.
Yeah. Next Tuesday, okay. Well, NFL.com polled a number of their analysts to predict which teams will make the playoffs this season. So here's their selection for the division winners. They have the Cowboys winning the East, the Packers winning the NFC North, the Buccaneers winning the NFC South, and the Rams winning the NFC West. And then the AFC, the Bills in the East, Browns in the North, Titans in the South.
That's about the only one
in the West.
I mean, I don't have the Dallas Cowboys winning it, but it's
so we have your predictions here too also. Colin has Washington, Green Bay, the Bucks, and Seattle. And the Bills, Ravens, Colts, and Chiefs.
Mine are not that different. I have Washington beating Dallas by a game, and I have the Colts. I think the Titans are a step back team. I think two teams in the NFL I feel strongly about, Tennessee, New Orleans, step back this year. But most of our, I mean, the Baltimore Cleveland thing, I have them finishing with the same record. So I think by and large, I go to coach and quarterback, and who's got the best coach quarterback combo, usually who wins the division.
Yeah. I mean, I'm with you on the Seahawks. I just think they're coming in more fluid than the Rams are.
Yeah.
Although like nothing is really, would really be terribly surprising. I also think that the Colts, where I don't know that the Titans will take a step back, I think the Colts will be better.
I hope. The vaccination stuff's ridiculous. Seriously, like the four of their top players won't get vaccinated. They could get protocoled out of games. Seriously.
No, it is a concern. It's a
ridiculous
concern. I know everyone has, like, everyone on earth has an opinion about it. But the protocols are what they are, and they were decided on by the NFLPA, the NFL, and medical professionals.
And the bottom line is, you're not vaccinated, it's going to be hard to go through a season and not miss a game just because
there's so many procedures. There's so many protocols. There's so many different rules and things that you have to abide by. And if you don't, you could be put into quarantine or, you know, you could be separated from the team. So, yeah, I mean, it is definitely something that is going to be a concern throughout the league, throughout the year, if you're a head coach and your top players aren't vaccinated. But overall, you guys are pretty similar on that. So the Cowboys will be in Tampa Bay to take on the reigning champs in the regular season open next Thursday. It's so close.
Can't wait.
So
can't
close.
Wait.
Well, Tom Brady is one to pay attention to bulletin board material. Maybe that's all his time in New England, where they convinced themselves that they were the underdogs every single year. Well, Cowboys rookie defensive tackle Osa Odighizuwa will face Tom Brady in his first professional game.
Oh, boy.
And he gave the Bucks a little bit of that bulletin board material when talking about what Brady's biggest weakness is.
Not very mobile. Like, you know, been playing for 21 years, dude, is a little older, not too mobile. So I'll say that's probably what it is.
I like
it. Is, by the way, that is his weakness.
It is true.
I wouldn't say it.
But that's true. I wouldn't say it either, but it is true.
Yeah.
I just, now that Tom Brady is so open, I could see this, if it goes badly, being something that comes up on social media for Brady, like if Brady runs 3 yards or something. But I'm really looking forward to this game. Obviously an amazing opener with America's team and the reigning Super Bowl champs. But I also think that Tampa Bay is such an interesting experiment, running everything back the way that they are.
I just
bringing back all their starters, because you always talk about it. Teams always talk about it. Like, oh, like tell us about that Super Bowl team. Like, oh, I think we could have run like 3 or 4 off if we all stayed together.
And this team, everybody stayed.
And everyone
coaches,
stayed
players,
together.
Kickers, everybody.
Stamp repeat. So I'm so interested to see how this goes for them this year. So LaMarcus Aldridge suddenly retired from the NBA last April due to an irregular heartbeat, but he could be making a comeback. He reportedly has been cleared to play basketball again after passing all the necessary tests, and the Nets are the leaders to sign him for next season.
I actually think that's a nice pick. I thought they needed him. They need size.
Yes, it was really shocking news, because when they made the move, everyone was like, oh yeah, like that makes sense. He's a veteran. They're putting together this, you know, this team with all this different type of talent and personalities. And then, you know, we got the news that he wasn't going to be able to play. So this is good for him. Obviously, he's going to be able to at least finish his career on his own terms and not have to, you know, be subjected to having to be out because of a medical issue. He's played 15 seasons, obviously, with the Blazers, Spurs, and, you know, with the Nets. So I think this would be a good addition for them. They do need size. The Nets are going to be in a situation where they have even more pressure, I think, than last year to win, because I don't think they'll deal with the same, you know, injury issues that they did last year. But this is good news for LaMarcus.
It is. And I think it's good news for the Nets. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sportsbook, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
That's
my
day.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Wolf and Shepherd, dress shoe made and worn by athletes. Go to wolfandshepherd.com, wolfandshepherd.com. I'm wearing them now. Jason McIntyre, Fox Sports, a gambling analyst, a former newspaper guy, and he bailed on that career smartly. And so we call this Tomorrow's Headlines Today, where you predict, as a former newspaper journalist, you predict the headline. You used to be in that business, and we wanted to get you back into that business. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready. Let's fire away.
Okay, great college football weekend. Great. Starts tomorrow morning on Fox. All right. Tomorrow's Headlines Today. What's the headline? Saturday at noon, Penn State, Wisconsin. What's the headline?
Good start to the weekend. Really good game. The headline will be big win on big noon. I love Wisconsin and the Badgers. Colin, this is a really good team. They're going to be in the Big Ten championship game. That's how strong this roster is. I really like Jim Leonard. You know this as a Jets guy. He was a former defensive back with the Jets. Now he is the defensive coordinator for Wisconsin. And that defense, Colin, is going to be very good.
Yep.
And I look at the other side of the ball and I'm like, Penn State and Sean Clifford, it's his third year starting. It's his third offensive coordinator. Okay. He's 23 years old. The guy was kind of benched last year. It could be a tough sledding for James Franklin. I like Wisconsin. I've already bet them. I have a column on gambling for Fox Sports, and I did pick Wisconsin in this one. I don't love Penn State this year. Badgers 26-10-ish.
Yep, I already bet the game too, Wisconsin side. Yep. Tomorrow's headline today, Bama and Miami. What's the headline? You know, a lot of people like the Canes this year.
Don't listen to those people. The headline will be Tide rolls right through Miami. Colin, just some Nick Saban numbers for you. You're a big numbers guy. Nick Saban, 14-0 in openers as the head coach at Alabama. 6-0 against the spread versus ranked teams in season openers. All double-digit wins. All he does is destroy people who come out and think, oh, we got a chance against Alabama. Colin, we've seen this. USC, Michigan. You remember in the season opener, you almost talk yourself against Alabama. And I know they got, like, you know, seven coordinators left for the NFL, and they lost, like, five guys to the first round of the draft. But, Colin, this is still a loaded Alabama defense. You know, eight starters return. I took the under, 62, and I like Alabama to cover 19 and a half. I know it's a big number. But, Colin, it's like, you remember how you told me, like, I don't eat after 8 o'clock at night? Like, yeah, it's right. A smart thing. I don't bet against Alabama in openers. I just don't do it. It's just not smart, not healthy. Bryce Young, I know he's only thrown, I think, 22 passes in his career.
He is an interesting prospect.
I mean, dude, he's one of the highest-rated quarterback prospects ever at Alabama.
I think he's their best. I think he's their most talented quarterback ever. He is a clever. I saw him play in Los Angeles. He's a really fascinating prospect.
Just to consider what you're saying, Alabama has three quarterbacks starting in week 1 in the NFL. And Bryce Young's more talented than all of them.
I think so, too.
So I like Alabama big here. Bigly.
Yeah. All right, bigly. Tomorrow's headline today, Georgia Clemson. I like the Tigers here. What's the headline for that one?
So, you know, a slight disagreement, Colin. I know you're backing your guy, Dabo Sweeney. But the headline will be Kirby looks smarter than Dabo. I think I like Georgia here. The line has come down, Colin. It was 5. It's down to 3. There is an appetite for Georgia simply because of JT Daniels. You know, I talked to Jordan Palmer here. We did an NFL draft show, and Jordan Palmer is gushing about JT Daniels. He could be the number one pick in the draft. And everybody wants to say, well, Georgia, they always fall in these big games, and Dabo Sweeney's better, and the Clemson quarterback is a monster. DJ, I'm not going to try to say his last name. But just this Georgia defense, Colin, there's something about this front. I think they're going to win at the line of scrimmage. You know the trenches are everything. And I think Georgia pulls the upset. I got some on the money line, but I definitely like Georgia getting the points here. It's not a fade of Clemson at all. They're going to still win the ACC.
No, these are two of the top four teams in the country.
Both these teams should be in the playoff mix, but I like Georgia this weekend.
Oh, that's good. I like that. Tomorrow's headlines today, tomorrow night on Fox, LSU at UCLA Saturday.
Very spicy game, Colin. This is out here in L.A., big game, right? Obviously, the headline will be something's brewing for UCLA. It's Chip Kelly season, Colin. He's back. It feels like a redemption tour for Chip Kelly and UCLA. I just, you know, 5 offensive linemen are back. And did you see what they did to Hawaii? Like, it was 41-3 in the third quarter. They just mauled them at the line of scrimmage. I know LSU's not Hawaii. But, Colin, this is this LSU situation.
They teetered last year. They were kind of...
I know Ed Orgeron won the title 2 years ago, but there are some... Let's just say rumblings that Ed O could be in trouble if things go haywire here. And they may go haywire. You know, LSU's defense, which is awesome 2 years ago, They gave the most 40-yard plays in the SEC last year.
No, they were.
They can't stop anybody.
They were, and they had the best corner in the country.
Yeah.
So they took away your best receiver. They were, at the end of last year, a bit of a mess.
And just to put things in perspective, LSU obviously had to relocate because of Hurricane Ida. Meanwhile, UCLA played its opener. They got it out of the way. I like UCLA to pull the upset outright here.
I bet that.
And now, you know, Bruce Feldman, guy here at Fox, good buddy of mine, like, he likes UCLA a lot. There is a lot of, just positive momentum for Chip Kelly and this UCLA program to bounce back. I like him.
You know, it's interesting. I was just talking to Chris Peterson. There's the transfer portal.
Yeah.
And some schools don't like it. Like, you know, Alabama doesn't need it. So, you know, Ohio State doesn't need it. But UCLA, strangely, California's been losing their best players, high school players, to other schools. A lot of those kids, we saw it with the Bruin basketball team.
Yes.
I miss my friends in L.A. They transfer back and can play immediately. So the transfer portal has been very, very good for USC and UCLA football. And it was for UCLA basketball this year as well.
Yeah.
Hey, I got to read this. This is serious time. Don't drive stoned. The truth is your reaction time slow down. Stop kidding yourself. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by the NHTSA. NHTSA, it's pronounced. Got the last couple minutes of the show. You got to be serious. All right, don't do that. All right, buddy. I can't wait. Tomorrow, best college football opening weekend in how long?
Probably this century. That's not an exaggeration. I mean, it's a monster. And then, of course, Thursday, we get Thursday Night Football next week.
Oh.
NFL's back.
Oh.
You and I doing a gambling thing on Monday.
We're going to do that for Fox Bet. Very exciting.
Yeah.
All right, Joy's going to Ecuador for the weekend, right? Literally flies
Vegas.
What's the herd?
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.